Some good news for the Tasmanian seafood industry as well today with the announcement of a multi-million dollar assistance package. Chief Executive of the Tasmanian Seafood Industry Council, Julian Harrington, told Tony Briscoe it's been months of despair for the sector, but now there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Look, we're exceptionally thankful to Minister Barnett, our Fisheries Minister in particular, and his team for supporting seafood and lobbying on behalf of seafood for what we think is a great first start for our seafood industry here in Tasmania. $5.5 million in fee and levy relief across our wild catch, seafood processing and marine farm shellfish sectors.
Now, what will it mean for workers in the seafood industry, and will every worker get something out of the package?
Combined with the other levels of stimulus provided, that would appear there's opportunity either through federal stimulus packages or the state for a level of support. Obviously, it'll differ depending on your place and role in the industry. But what it mainly means for people in the wild catch and marine farming and processing sectors is they have a bit of extra cash in their pocket at a time where cash flow is paramount.
Now, the closure of restaurants, pubs, clubs, cafes, bars, that must have had a massive effect on the seafood industry. A lot of fish and chips sold.
Definitely, Tony. It's very, very tough times for our seafood sector across the board. Obviously, combination of export for some species as well as the local mainland and Tasmanian markets are essential for our seafood. People go to restaurants, cafes to buy our seafood. So demand is obviously down. But look, there are still places doing home deliveries of fresh seafood. You can order online, have it delivered to your door. So, you know, seafood should still be on your plate for Easter. Support our industry.
Is there any more local seafood going into the two big supermarkets?
No, look, as far as I'm aware, there's no extra seafood from our commercial sector heading into the supermarkets at this point in time. There's a whole diverse range of complex contracts and arrangements for selling through supermarkets.
What about any panic buying like we've seen in some sections of the meat industry at the moment in the supermarkets? Has there been any panic buying that you've seen?
I haven't seen any panic buying. For one of our processing members who provides online ordering and home delivery services, he's mentioned on his social media that demand is very high for that service. So it's great to see people are still thinking about eating healthy and sustainable seafood.
How are the seafood industry people feeling at the moment with the impending Easter, where it's just huge normally, the seafood industry?
Look, our members, openly and honestly, our members have been hit very hard and very early in this whole coronavirus pandemic. It was 2 months ago now where a lot of our members had to shut up shop overnight with what happened in China. So this has been a long journey already for seafood. We've got a lot longer to go. So there's a lot of pain being felt from our fishing, processing and marine farming sectors. And there's a bit more pain to come. So, you know, all we can ask is for people to continue to eat seafood now through the Easter period and into the future as we recover from this crisis.
Julian, what's the package, the details, how will it actually help the seafood industry and those involved?
So obviously there's fees and licences to access the seafood world around Tasmania's coastlines. They're all waived. They'll all be zero, and we're lobbying hard into the government that anyone who's already paid a fee this year will have that reimbursed. We're hopeful that will come into play soon. Look, there's also a whole diverse range of other measures that benefit and specifically mention seafood that the Premier announced yesterday. Payroll, tax waivers, small business interest-free loans, small business grants. There's a whole bunch of relief that seafood is specifically named up as being able to access those benefits.
How important is the air freight part of the package?
Incredibly important at the moment. Our Chinese market for our high-value products such as rock lobster and abalone are starting to tick back into place. There's orders coming through. Obviously, if we can't get product fresh from Tasmania into that market, we could lose our place in that market. So freight and logistics is really important for seafood, both domestically as well as into the international trade at the moment.
Julian Harrington from the Seafood Industry Council in Tasmania, our guest on the country. Julian, how has your last couple of weeks been?
My last couple of months has been chaotic. We've had a lot of lobbying into state and federal government. a lot of members calling in varying degrees of financial distress, and it's probably worth noting too from yesterday's announcement, there is a lot of mental distress going on at the moment in these sort of crises, and we commend the government for allocating $360,000 to mental health advice, support and referral for vulnerable Tasmanians living in rural areas, and that'll directly benefit our seafood industry through our Stay Afloat initiative with Rural Alive and Well Tasmania. It's tough at the moment. We've been through a lot of crises in the past. We've gone through SARS in the past. We've had a whole bunch of diseases hit different sectors, and we've always pulled through and we've always come out the other end stronger, better technology, better innovation, and continuing to produce the best seafood in the world for domestic and international markets. I'm sure we'll get there again. We've got a bit of a journey to go, but there will be light at the end of this dark tunnel at the moment.
And your message for consumers as we approach Easter?
Get out there, buy some fresh local seafood, because you'll be supporting local fishers, local processors, local freight and logistics services. There is seafood available, online ordering, to your door delivery. Jump online, see what's available, and keep seafood on your plate this Easter.
Chief Executive of the Tasmanian Seafood Industry Council, Julian Harrington, talking there to Tony Briscoe. And the advice for consumers: to go online and get the seafood delivered to your door.